The Jews have been called a chosen people. If we look back at the last thousands of years of Jewish history, there are many, many reasons to say that this prophecy, if not has completely come true, then at least has partially come true. We go all the way back to the beginning. The beginning is Avraham. We can ask the question, so why exactly was it that Avraham was chosen? And the answer to that is provided in this week's parsha. Right after the angels or the people come to visit Avraham and he performs the acts of kindness and he welcomes in his guests, we find that then God, or the narrator of the Torah, God, tells us exactly what he's thinking, which is really quite rare. And he says that because Avraham will become a great nation, and because Avraham will instruct his children and his household, those around him, in the ways of God, and because Avraham is a person who will teach and live by the words which are used, or tzedakah and mishpat, by charity and by justice. Avram is somebody who's going to have a dialogue with other people. Avram is going to have a dialogue with future generations. And Avram's dialogue with the future is something which is still around today. The difference between Avraham and those we find before him is precisely this dialogue. But it's not just the dialogue, it's also the content. We don't really find Noach, we don't really find Adam speaking to their children. We don't find them instructing them. We don't find them instructing them in the ways of God. And we don't find them instructing them in the ways of tzedakah and mishpat. And perhaps more importantly, it's not just the words. We don't find them living by the values of tzedakah and mishpat. For some, those two can be absolute contradictory terms. Either one could be charitable, where one can live by justice. Somehow, this religious genius Avraham, he knew how to do both. He was somebody who was able to go to war because of justice, and he was somebody who was able to open up his house because of charity. He was somebody who institutionalized kindness in the way that his household was run, and therefore he was someone who was able to teach these future generations, at least his children. And that's the justification that God gives for giving him a child. That's exactly the context. In the chapter before, God himself informs Avraham that he's going to have a child. Now he sends the angels to tell Sarah as well that she will have a child. And now God says, but this is why I've chosen Avraham. This is why Avraham is special. Because Avraham will have a dialogue with the future. Avraham will take the responsibility to teach. Avram will teach not just the future, but he will teach the people around him, and he will teach them based upon his actions. And that was something which in the Dark Ages was incredibly rare. Acts of justice, acts of kindness, acts of decency. Avram is able to even put forth arguments for those who live a life which is the complete antithesis of his own. The people of stone were wicked people. That's God's value judgment. The people of stone were people we find later on in the prophet Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, telling us that these were people who would not perform acts of kindness. These were people who would not give bread to those who visited their city. They lived for the exact opposite values of what Avram stood for. And nonetheless, Avram felt that even in a city like stone, there must be innocent people. And if there are indeed innocent people, then the city has a chance. Then the city can be redeemed, and the city shall be saved. And while God does not agree with Avraham in this particular value judgment, the fact that Avraham is able not just to challenge himself, and not just to challenge those around him, he even challenges God and says, but can God, who is the judge of all of earth, not perform justice? Avraham demands justice from everyone, but at the same time, Avraham has a place in his heart to perform acts of decency. And this is his legacy, and this is our legacy. This is why and how we become a chosen people. When we demand justice, and we perform acts of kindness. When we figure out how to marry those two terms, and not just in ideas, but in actions. When we dedicate ourselves to teaching our households, our children, our students. We teach them the acts of kindness. We show them the acts of kindness, and we demand justice. Then we will be a light unto the nations.